We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Let's go right back out to the Hall and Capitas fan hotline, where I find my old friend Ken Laird of WEEI in Boston, otherwise known as Bruce. Bruce, how are you today?
Pretty good, Joe. You finally pushed Cook off the program. I appreciate that.
He'll be back in at 1:45. Bruce, I want to get your thoughts on many things, being the astute sports observer that you are. I'm still absolutely livid that Kevin Cash took Blake Snell out of that game the other night, to the point where I wanted to start breaking things in my house. It was irrational. I realized that. Why did he do that? And surely you didn't agree with it, did you?
No, but I got burnt in the ALCS in Game 7 when he took Tyler Glasnow out, or pardon me, Charlie Morton out, with a shutout of the sixth, and I tweeted about it, and that ended up working out for the Rays and Cash. I guess it's a bit different because, well, I don't know. It depends how you feel about Snell versus Morton. But, yes, it feels ridiculous. It's, as a fan, you want to be entertained. You feel like you're being robbed of, you know, the great matchup. We actually had Joe Kelly on our former Red Sox pitcher who's now with the Dodgers on our station, and he said when they took Snell out, he and fellow members of the Dodgers were cheering openly. They would not have won the game unless Snell was pulled. So it goes down as one of the great blunders in sports history.
It does. It's right up there with Grady Little and John McNamara and Pete Carroll. I mean, it was just – yep. And the fact that people defend it makes me doubly angry. But anyway, you covered this matchup, Steelers-Ravens, for many years here in Pittsburgh. Who do you got in this one?
Boy, I have not watched these teams as closely as, of course, I used to. I was a bit of a skeptic of the Steelers, obviously, until the Titans game, which is their one impressive win. So I'm a little bit in the dark on this one. I guess I'll take Pittsburgh. It's funny, we had a couple Mike Tomlin references on our program this morning. He's always been somebody who I felt has underachieved given the talent, but now that Belichick's had his troubles up here, we took a couple of calls from people suggesting it's almost a bizarro world. What is Belichick doing? Tomlin went 8-5 last year without Roethlisberger. You know, Belichick lost Brady. Now he's struggling. What if Tomlin had coached Brady for his entire career? How many titles would Brady have? Maybe he would have had 8. I mean, it's like everything has flipped the script.
Wow.
It's a strange time.
Well, who do you think the best team in the league is? Who's the best team in the NFL right now?
Well, the AFC, I thought it was Tennessee. So that's why that win is impressive. I mean, they beat Kansas City head-to-head. I guess I would go, you know, Bucks, based on Brady and the addition of Antonio Brown, who was unbelievable. I mean, you would agree, despite his off-field antics, he is, if not the best, he's up there with the best receivers of all time when he's on. He is incredible. What a talent. And they add that to a stable of already great talent. I think it'll be the Bucks and the Seahawks. When it comes down to it in the NFC, I would say the Titans will probably be there again with the Chiefs.
You're high on the Titans. Their defense stinks.
I guess. I mean, the Steelers proved that at least in one game last week. But, you know, I like Vrabel as a coach. The running game is obviously good. Tannehill is the Achilles heel, but if they get it figured out, maybe they'll do something at the trade deadline. There's been some speculation. If the Patriots are sellers, they may go after Stephon Gilmore, the Patriots' top corner. That'd be a big ad for them.
Now, have you heard about the Zoom interview beefs here in Pittsburgh? Obviously, everybody's doing Zoom interviews here. We have Ken Laird, long of Pittsburgh, now of Boston. and there's been some snafus, to put it mildly. Have you heard any of these stories?
No, I haven't. Who had the Zoom snafu?
Well, here's what happened. And maybe, Horse, while I'm telling him the story, you can cue up the little montage you put together yesterday. First, it was Ron, and he was trying to ask Ben a question after a game. And I think he had a mute button issue, which would have gone unnoticed by the general public, except that Cabali, of course, right? Cabali put it out there on social media, so then everybody knew that Ron had an issue with the mute button. And this literally, Ken, went all the way to Canada to TSN, their version, or RSN, their version of SportsCenter, played the tape,
Ron,
on
Cook,
their show. It was Ron Cook, go ahead. So what goes around comes around. Yesterday, Cabali had the issue. Cabali was having a major issue yesterday, so Ron wound up getting the last laugh. Have you had anything like that happen there?
Not really. Is that why Cook is suspended for the show today? It's starting to add up.
No, but he did get the last laugh. Horst, do you have the whole thing queued up? I think Bruce would enjoy this, and I think the people would. Could we play Ron's reaction where he laughs, where at least you juxtapose Ron's laugh over Cabali's misfortune? Bruce, would you like to hear this?
I would love to hear it.
Here we go.
Mark Cabali. Mark, do we have you?
Can you hear me?
Now I can. Yep, you're good. We did hear you. Now we can't.
You can't hear me, or you can't?
We can now. All go right. Ahead.
You receivers are going up against two all-pro players and a 10-year vet, but you have a room made up of all 22, 24-year-olds. Is this a matchup you feel that will go a long way in determining the outcome? And why would you say that?
Can you repeat it, Mark? You're just a little quiet.
Okay, for the fourth time. I think I need better internet.
Cookie runs the show.
You like it, Bruce?
I love it. That's a legendary Ron Cook laugh. I've never heard him laugh like that.
Horst, do we know why Ron laughed like that day? Have we ever gotten to the bottom of that? Neither can I.
Honestly.
Well, we're going to treat Ron to that later, Bruce. In the meantime, What about the Patriots? Right. They say it's being said that they're going to want to trade everybody by the deadline on Tuesday. Belichick had a great quote about that today. Are the Patriots dead?
No, because they play in a terrible division. Led right now by your Buffalo Bills, the team of your childhood, which are on the precipice of yet another great Buffalo choke, wouldn't you say? I mean, if they lose this,
yes.
One, if of all years they don't capture this division, they will never again win the AFC East. This is it.
I agree, and I agree that they'll choke.
It's incredible. But that being said, it's hard to picture the Patriots doing anything. They're without their top two receivers now. Julian Edelman is out. Their rookie from a year ago, N'Keal Harry, is out. They have nobody you could name at receiver or tight end. It's basically Cam Newton has to win it with his legs, and the defense has to play much better than they have recently. It is a strange time, and there was a report that Albert Breer of Sports Illustrated had that the Patriots are entertaining trades. They have said basically we'll listen on anybody, just about anybody, on the roster. So it could be a fire sale before the trade deadline Tuesday. I'm not sure I totally believe that. I don't think Belichick would tank outright. He's trying to catch Don Shula for the wins total, but then again, maybe he realizes what's best for him is to retool and go back at it hard next year, because right now they are bereft of playmakers. They have no talent anywhere.
What a story. Do people in New England, are they feeling right now? The question is for everybody and was for everybody. Who's more responsible for the Patriots dynasty, Belichick or Brady? And I'm sure that everybody's falling on Brady's side with that. Yes.
Yes, I mean, we did 4 hours this morning on our station, you know, Brady versus Belichick, and so all anybody who has wanted to take digs at Belichick for the last 20 years is getting their fill. But you know, rewind to 3 weeks when Brady forgot how many timeouts he had. It was the complete opposite. Belichick looked like a genius, and Cam Newton was a, you know, how could they have let Cam Newton fall to Belichick? So it's bizarre. But if the Patriots do win Sunday, they'll beat the Jets the following week. They'll be back to 4-4, and they'll probably be the division favorite again. So this is going to seesaw for the entire year, I think. But the reality is the Patriots are not good enough to really contend this year. There's no way.
What a story. Thank you, Ken. Thank you for taking the time. I know it's a busy day for you, and we'll talk soon.
All right, Stark. Be good.
See you, man.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.